Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Aligned Empire podcast. I just got done with this incredible interview with Karen. She is an expert on LinkedIn, and LinkedIn is not something that I have put a ton of effort into my business, and I absolutely will after talking to her. So saying that, I think most of our audience is on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, all of the other, other platforms. And so if you haven't taken a look at LinkedIn, I seriously, after this conversation, I think you honestly will. It's truly incredible. And Karen is such a badass. She is absolutely one of the top experts in LinkedIn. She's been doing this for so long. I could not have asked for a better person to interview about LinkedIn. It's actually kind of crazy. So it's just incredible sometimes that the people that you get linked up. Oh, wow. I did not even mean to do that, but linked up with. So I am really excited to share her with you. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about her bio. So Karen is the host of the Good Girls Get Rich podcast and LinkedIn evangelist. Karen Yankovich guides entrepreneurs to creating wealth by combining smart business strategies with simple proven systems that develop and maintain strong customer relationships. She offers results-oriented and expert LinkedIn and PR marketing strategies that position her clients to bring in instant results. Karen's background includes over 20 years in the fields of information technology, marketing, and customer relationships, making social media her ideal niche. This conversation, if you guys honestly want actionable steps on getting more clients, actionable steps on getting more leads into your business, actionable steps on honestly, just having a really good time in business and creating those beautiful connections with people, which we're so good at. LinkedIn is going to be something to really pay attention to. So here we are with Karen. So buckle up and enjoy, you guys.
Welcome, visionaries and revolutionaries, to the Aligned Empire podcast, your gateway to building a movement of change, wealth, and impact. I'm your host, Drea Brown. This podcast is for the visionary woman who is ready to master the energetic frequencies of money, business, and herself, and is ready to expand into a frequency, life, and empire that mirrors her highest purpose. Together, we are rising up and reshaping the world as we know it, defying limitations and boldly embodying our highest selves. You're not just listening to another podcast. You're embarking on an epic journey.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Aligned Empire podcast. I'm so excited today to be sharing with you incredible Karen. So, Karen, the first question I'd love to really ask you and just dive right into this is, what led you to focus on LinkedIn as your primary platform for your business growth? What led you to this amazing journey?
That's a big question. Okay, I'm going there.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, so just go straight in.
Yeah. So here's the thing. I am a little bit older than social media. My background is in sales and marketing. And I think LinkedIn is the closest thing we have to the timeless marketing strategies that we know work. It's not algorithm based. It's, you know, your success is going to be based on what LinkedIn does today. Your success is going to be based on the strategies you create, the people that you bring into your world, and the relationships that you build with them. And that's how I, like, that's the sales that I knew and grew up on and taught and ran companies for. So when social media came out, you know, I started to play around with all the other fun, shiny objects and, you know, quickly learned that when you are one of many, right, when somebody asks for a speaker at their event that knows social media, you know, my name would get thrown out with 500 other names. But in this digital world that we live in, it's really, I felt early on that it was going to be beneficial to me to the quicker that I created a niche for myself, the faster I was going to grow my business. And frankly, the easier it was to get good at it because I didn't have to know what was going on with TikTok and Instagram. I just needed to focus on one platform and get really good at that, right? So because I was always driving people back to LinkedIn, I started to just really focus on that. And then even more so, what I realized was that women are just, they're so reluctant to really dive into LinkedIn so often. They feel like it's left-brained or it's, you know, there's too much spam and they just don't understand it. And they'd much rather, you know, hang out on Instagram or Pinterest or Facebook. And all that's fine. There's strategies for all of those things. But the money is on LinkedIn. The powerful people that you can surround yourself with those relationships are built on LinkedIn. So I really wanted, I have a podcast called Good Girls Get Rich. My programs are called She's Linked Up. So they're really focused on supporting women. But frankly, I don't really care what your body parts are or how you identify. What I want is women to feel more included. I'm not trying to exclude anybody. I want women to feel more included on LinkedIn. So first I started to really niche down on LinkedIn because it was the timeless marketing strategies that work no matter what happens to the algorithms. And then I niched down even further into supporting women because I just wanted them. I just want there to be more wealthy women in the world. And it happens faster on LinkedIn.
Absolutely. And what did you do before LinkedIn and before this amazing adventure?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So I did technology sales. I was in technology, voice technology. I sold phone systems, installed phone systems. I owned a company where we were agents for Verizon and some other phone companies. And, you know, we sold that company, God, like 20 something years ago. And I just took some clients on as consulting clients. And what happened, but that industry changed so much, right? Like what used to be like, you know, what used to happen, it's completely changed. And I really was kind of done with it. So I started playing with social media marketing, online marketing, just for fun. And it really was my sweet spot because it blended the geeky techie stuff that I loved, but also with the relationship marketing that is what I've always been really good at. So that real right brain, left brain thing. So I come from a tech background, I can design a mean wide area network.
So as far as relationship building, would you say that is the biggest difference between the other social media platforms and LinkedIn? Or what is the biggest difference that you would say, like, why should I be on LinkedIn and not TikTok? And it's not really and or, but why LinkedIn?
Right. Exactly. I mean, exactly. For me, from my perspective, I use all those other platforms, but I use them more for visibility and more for brand building than for client getting. And I know there's some people out there that teach client getting on those platforms, and I'm sure it works really well. Especially like every year that I get another year older, I'm not really all that interested in being like in a million places. What I know works for me is a very micro targeted researched approach to filling my calendar. Right. And that happens on LinkedIn. So I'm not saying don't be on all these other platforms, but what I am saying is regardless of what your business is, regardless if you're B2B or B2C or whatever, there's a reason for you to be on LinkedIn. I believe that wholeheartedly. Do that first. It's not a lot of work to do on LinkedIn, but it is, I think it's your money tree. So what are your money tree? And then go do all the other things that you want to do to build your business. But when I ask people where they get their biggest opportunities from, 99 out of 100 times they say referrals, right? So LinkedIn is where referrals happen. Having more conversations gives you the opportunity to get more referrals. So take care of that business first, and then we can build our business and all with all these other platforms.
And so if I'm a service provider, coach, entrepreneur, and I'm already on Instagram, I'm already on YouTube, I'm all on all the other platforms, I don't have a LinkedIn, what are the first steps for me to start my LinkedIn profile? What would you recommend for me? Like, where the heck do I start?
Well, first of all, I have a really sweet, practically free, low-cost LinkedIn training program called LinkedInProfileTraining.com, I think, gets you there. I mean, and I did that because here's the thing. I'm tired of talking to people about their profiles. Like, we just lived through a pandemic where the world was virtual, right? Like, you know you need to have an online brand, and LinkedIn is where it lives. I mean, yes, your Instagram presence is important, and your Facebook presence and whatever's important to you is important, but LinkedIn is where you can tell your story. It's the brand of you. It's not, you know, people refer to it as like an online resume. Your resume is all about who you used to be. Your LinkedIn profile, it should be positioning you for the person you're becoming, kind of like dress for the job you want. So don't think about it as a resume. Shine a light on the brand of you and show up like your peers with the most influential people in your industry, and then start building relationships from there. And you know, I know that we're back to, thank goodness, back to going to live events and things like that. But it's the virtual events that we're sitting at our computer and we're typing in the names of the people and we're checking you out. Do you check out, right? LinkedIn is where you can make sure that people are finding out exactly what you want them to know about you. So if you don't have a LinkedIn profile, absolutely, today's the day. Certainly, I've got a ton of resources for free on my podcast. I've got that very low cost LinkedIn profile training program. And again, it's really because I want you to be showing up, right? First and foremost, showing up like you are worthy of people's time. And from there, then we can do all the fun stuff and talk about the strategy and how we can build it and get you those big, fat, juicy clients.
And what is the best way to show up on LinkedIn?
First of all, remember that you are, nobody cares about you, right? They care about what you can do for them. So really talking about, for example, if you're a financial planner, right, you can be a financial planner and you absolutely deserve to be proud of all those letters after your name. And you should shine a light on them. They give you credibility, they give you influence, and you earned them. But I don't really care about them, right? What I care about is what you can do for me. So you can say, of course, I'm a financial planner with all these awards and fancy letters, but then say something like, and I help women over 50 create enough wealth to retire at 60. Because now you're still telling me about you, but you're making it about me. And that's where I'm going to be. That's where you're going to stand out from all the other financial planners out there. It doesn't mean you can't help people that are under 50. I already mentioned I have a podcast focused on women. My programs are focused on women. And probably half of my private clients are men. It doesn't mean you can't serve other audiences. But you want to show up. Like, I'll use realtors as an example. If you're a real estate agent, you have a lot of competition. What are you doing to stand out from them? It doesn't mean if you say, I help millennials buy their first home, it doesn't mean you can't help a senior move into an over 55 community. But if somebody comes to your town and somebody's like, God, my kid's looking to buy their first home in your town, who should I send them to? People are going to say you because they know that's what you specialize in. Right. So really taking time on LinkedIn to get clear on who you want, who you love to serve. I know many of us, it's counterintuitive to say, I want you to niche in, but I'm telling you, this is how money is made. It's how women get wealthy. When we stop thinking we need to serve everyone and start really choosing who we want to serve and serving them really, really well. So do that on LinkedIn. Like I'm waiting for a realtor to tell me that they're painting Reiki signs on the walls and waving sage in all the rooms. I want to see that on your LinkedIn profile, right? Because there are people that are going to go, she's for me. This is the realtor I want, right? But they're so afraid to do that. So be you, shine a light on what makes you unique, shine a light on what makes you brilliant, and focus on how that supports me, because that's what I care about. Why do I care? Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. I love it because it's not just the statement that you say in your profile. You know, I help women expand over 50. It's all the other unique facets that you can show. How can you show people who you are, not just tell them?
Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly. Yeah. And that's really what makes it different. And most people that I talk to, well, first of all, let me back that up a second. LinkedIn's not necessarily the place to sell. Like I often say, like, LinkedIn is not the place to sell a pen. LinkedIn is the place to get a distributor that wants to buy 1,000 of your pens. Right. So think about what that looks like for you. What's that 1,000 of your pens look like for you? And that's why I said, really, it's everyone that I think needs to be on LinkedIn. Even if you sell pens and you're like, I'm not going to sell a pen on LinkedIn. You know, I went to a networking event a couple months ago now, and it was mentioned, it was for women, I knew some people in the room. I had just recently moved back to where I live now, and I had been to this group before, so I knew some of these women. And they went around the room and everybody said, what is it that you want? And every woman said, I want somebody that wants to buy my pen, whatever that meant for them, right? And it broke my heart a little bit, because you are never going to be a wealthy woman selling one pen at a time. We need to be thinking bigger. And but they were at this networking event. So they were clearly looking to build their business. And everybody had these big ambitions and these big dreams, but they weren't thinking big enough, right? So I say that because I like to refer to the work that I do on LinkedIn as like flipping the funnel. Like, think about your biggest, juiciest, fattest opportunity. That's what I want you to go after on LinkedIn. Who is that buyer? And I want you to write your profile speaking to that person. Because once you know how to get that person once, now you can get another one and another one and another one. And then you can pay people to help you do all the Instagram posts to sell your pens, right? So like that's the approach, like the high level approach that I want women to start thinking about when they're on LinkedIn. What are the biggest opportunities?
Hello, amazing, wonderful people. I hope you're enjoying the episode so far. And if you are, could you please share this with someone who you really, truly think needs it or would enjoy listening to these type of podcast episodes? It would really mean the world to us. Our team works so hard on these episodes, and we really try to provide the most value we possibly can for our listeners. So a few ways that you can share is take a screenshot of this episode and share it into Instagram. We would love to tag you in our stories. And a few other ways is sharing exactly what you loved about this episode and what truly made an impact in your life. And one last thing, if you are enjoying this podcast episode, if you could leave a review for us, that would be everything. It really does help our podcast, and it also helps other beautiful, wonderful people find our podcast as well. So thank you so much, and let's get back to the show. Let's just say again, I'm a service provider, entrepreneur, coach, and I have a great bio. I tell everyone exactly who I helped. I got really, really clear. Now what? Do I attract people just by having a profile, or what would you give me advice?
Yes, for sure. You want to think about keywords, because there is a magnetic, I want this to be magnetic, right? But here's the thing, this was funny, because I was at a conference one time, and I was talking about this, and somebody nailed me to the wall, and they're like, all right, Karen, this all sounds good, but I can do one of these things. Which one of these things do I have to do? And I really wanted to say, do your profile. But a gorgeous profile that nobody sees is like a beautiful flyer nailed to a tree in the middle of the forest, right? So yes, take care of your profile, but more importantly, connect with people, build your network. And it never, ever, ever has to be cold. I know everybody listening is thinking LinkedIn, oh, come on. I get so many spam messages every day there. Ignore them. Do not be that person. But think about, for example, you're listening to this show. Are you connected to me? Are you connected to Drea, right? Like, are we, like, connect with us. Tell us that you loved this episode. Tell us what you loved about this episode. Share it with your network. Those are the kinds of connections I want you to have, right? Who are the other podcast hosts that you listen to? Have you gone to conferences recently? I'm speaking at a conference in New York in a couple of weeks, and I've had up all day, like, the speaker list, because I'm trying to find time to, like, connect with all the other speakers at this event, right? This is the micro-targeted approach I mentioned earlier, right? Fill your network full of the most powerful people that you can conceive of, and then, you know, look to get on the phone with them. So you want to continually build your network. By the way, and this is, I get such a pushback on this, but one of the first things I make my students do is go back into their existing network. And they're like, oh, Karen, I know all those people. There's nothing there. I'm like, we're going to try. Let's take a look anyway. And they look and they're like, wow, I didn't know Mary left that company and is working here now. I have to talk to her, right? Like, so you were so busy creating new content and getting new, like, and doing all the things. So I want you to, like, put the brakes on and think about, who are the five people you want to have on your calendar this week? And then do whatever you got to do to get them on your calendar. Reach out to whoever that is. Go back into your existing network. See who's there. And just reconnect and say, Mary, I had no idea you changed careers or you left ABC company. I'd love to hear about it. Because those calls are not, here's what I do, give me your credit card. Those calls are, here's what I do, who do you know? And that's how your marketing becomes magnetic. And this is what women overlook. They think LinkedIn is this, like, spam place, but really, when it's done properly, it is the absolute perfect introvert's dream way to get leads, because you're just having conversations with people and saying, here's what I do, who do you know? Right? So building out your network, so reconnecting with who's in your existing network, but then also thinking about intentionally building your network. And when I teach about building your network, I want you to think about three different categories. First and foremost, let's not overlook who might be a good client for you. Of course, we're in business. It's okay to want clients. And by the way, when you're on LinkedIn, as opposed to every other network, it's all business, right? So people, you don't have to say, I'm looking for business. You're on LinkedIn, you're networking. We all know you want more business, right? So it's okay to talk about your business. It's okay to say, I'm so excited about my new product, right? So it's okay to have those conversations with people that might be good leads for you. But that's not really where I want you to focus, because nobody really wants those connections. Nobody really wants those buy my insurance policy connections, right? So even though we know we might be the best answer to them, They don't know that. And it's really hard to overcome that gap. I would much rather somebody else say, Karen, you need to talk to Mary because she is exactly who she needs what you got. I'm going to send her your way, right? So that second category then is, who are those people? Who are the other people that serve your industry? You know, when we got on, before we started recording this episode, we had this chat about how our audiences are so aligned. I really think that there's further conversations we need to have. And I don't know what that looks like yet, but that's the beauty of these conversations. And that's what's also scary about these conversations, right? Like, what do I say? Well, I don't know. Just have a conversation and see where it goes. Look for collaboration opportunities. You know, look for ways to do this. And by the way, do this intentional, right? If you belong to a chamber of commerce, go through the directory. See who might be good to have collaboration conversations with, but you still are using the conversation starter of, hey, we're both members of this Chamber of Commerce. I'd love to chat and hear more about what you do to see if there's a way that I can support you, right? And then that conversation is still going to be, here's what I do. Who do you know? Even though what you're hoping they're going to say is, well, maybe me, right? So you can still do a little, remember I mentioned earlier, I want you to do research and have this be targeted. So you can still do some of that. The third category, and this is the place that so many people overlook, and this is where this is the power of LinkedIn, is who are the journalists and the podcast hosts and the writers that talk about what you're expert in? We need you. We need you. Every journalist that I've ever talked to, they're always scrambling for stories. They need smart people, and they don't, you know, they need us way more than we need them. So, you know, I live in New Jersey. So what I do is I'll go into, there's a couple New Jersey business magazines, New York business magazines, frankly, doesn't need to be New Jersey. I have clients all over the world. But what I'll do is, you know, a lot of times we look for articles that we can share about what people are writing about what we do. I want you to then connect with the writer. And remember, you're doing this from this the power of your LinkedIn profile, which is very different than sending them an email, which is going into the black hole of their inbox, or sending them, you know, an Instagram DM, which all they really know about you is what your pretty pictures are, right? When you're doing it from the power of a strong LinkedIn profile and you're saying, you know, Joe, I just shared your article that you wrote about this and this. It's such an important topic. I, you know, thank you so much for doing that. This is, you know, and then maybe add your point of view when you share it. Tag Joe, tag the people, tag the not just the writer, but tag the publication. And do that consistently. And you're showing up as worthy of their time. And here's what happens. You know, we live in a time right now, I keep hearing about things like the great resignation, the great reshuffling, where so many women are in corporate, or maybe they went back after the pandemic and they're like, I can't keep this. My next chapter needs to look different, right? You've got years of expertise, but maybe you've only been a coach or a consultant for a minute and you're feeling like, how do you get the credibility to charge that $5,000 or $10,000 for those big packages I talked about? Well, how you do that is you're featured in the newspapers and the magazines, and you're the one, you know, I have a client who was a real estate agent in Washington State and did exactly that, commented on an article that was about real estate that was written by NBC News and, you know, connected with the journalist. A week later, the journalist reached back out to my client and said, can I ask you a few questions? Turned into a full page article on NBCnews.com, just interviewing my client, just by that simple little strategy of doing that. Now, will that article bring in leads? Probably not. But what will happen the next time there's a listing of opportunity in Portland, I think it was in the Portland, Oregon area, and they can drop, well, when I was NBC News' housing price expert, and they can drop that on the table. The credibility, you can't buy that kind of credibility, right? And that comes from that true, genuine relationship building, you know, energy. That's where that comes from. So those are the three categories, so that once you've got the profile done, you're starting to fill your network full of the journalists and the podcast hosts, full of people with collaboration opportunities, and then, of course, full of people that might potentially be clients for you. And if you're doing this consistently, and I don't mean times 100, I mean times 5 or 10 every week, in 6 months, you're going to have this beautiful network so full of positive, powerful energy, and your business is going to grow. And I know that when you build these relationships and have these conversations with intention, the conversions follow.
Absolutely. And when you're building relationships, should we be posting at the same time? Is there like, should we be posting videos or blog posts, or what would you recommend there?
Well, you know, so there's, you know, that gets to the algorithm thing, which is truthfully, there's, it changes every time. If the minute if I tell you what's happening with the algorithm now, by the time this gets published, it will have changed, right? That being said, generally on LinkedIn, there's no reason to publish a ton. If you're publishing once a day, that's more than enough. You do not need to publish more than once a day. In fact, if you publish more than once a day, you might actually be reducing your reach on LinkedIn. And that's the current expectation and the current analysis. And I don't do this analysis. There's people that love that stuff that do these analysis that I'm so grateful for, because I don't have to do it. I get to just, you know, share what they're doing. But you do want to be consistent with content, because once you're building this network, you want to stay top of mind with them. You know, I had a client, and let me just tell you how quickly this can happen. I have somebody that joined our She's Linked Up. I have a 12-week program that teaches women how to do this process, right? It's called She's Linked Up Accelerator Program. And there's a woman that I was sitting at my desk on a Friday afternoon, and she booked a call for like 6 o'clock on Friday. And I'm like, ugh, why is she doing this? Right. But what happened was, she did not know who I was at noon on Friday, but she saw me comment. I just was engaging with somebody else. She saw me engaging in a conversation. It was easy on my profile to see how to book a call with me, because I have it right in my featured section, like book a call to learn more about how to get some support with this. She booked a call, was able to get one for the same day, and joined my program. You know, like I'll do those 6 o'clock Friday calls all day long if it's women that are really ready to take action, right? But she did not know who I was that morning. And it happened from that content and the engagement, and when she looked at my profile, right? Because that content is also kind of a part of your profile, right? When they check you out, they can check out your content as well. So you want to have content, but it does not have to be a ton. It does not have to be fancy. In fact, sometimes the content on LinkedIn that gets the best reach is just plain text. No links, no images, nothing. Just what's everybody doing this weekend? You know, like that might actually get you a ton of engagement. But here's the thing. I just told you how powerful engagement can be, right? So I certainly don't want to minimize the impact of it. But what's most important to me is how many people are on my calendar, not how many people saw my post. Right. So I do want to post, and I do want you to post, but I want you to first and foremost do the things that put a few people a week, 5, maybe 10, depending on how busy you want to be, right? Just put a few people on your calendar first and then do all that other stuff.
Amazing. And would you say for LinkedIn, is it more about high ticket sales, or is it somewhere I could go and sell maybe my lower ticket courses or medium ticket courses? What would you say is LinkedIn's best for?
Yeah, I think it can be any of it. I think, you know, the first thing that I do when I work with people is get really clear on what the target is, right? If we can't see the target, it's a lot harder to hit it. So if you're looking to fill a low ticket course, that's a, you know, $100 or $500 course or something like that, I would say your best bet on LinkedIn is publicity. Because you want to get in front of many people. Like it's, you know, it's hard to have those conversations. You have to think about how many people you can, how are you going to fill it, right? How many conversations do you have to fill your program? And if you're having, you can't have a ton of one-on-one conversations to fill a program that's $100 a month, right? So you got to think about the math of all of that. But again, that's why I like to look for what are the biggest opportunities. You know, if you come to me and you say, but Karen, I have one thing, it costs $1,000 and I want 12 people in it. And I want to make $12,000 this month. We can probably do that. But I got to tell you something. It's a whole lot easier to get one $12,000 client than to get 12 $1,000 clients. And I'm here to help you with that, right? So like I have one student right now. She helps people overcome test anxiety, right? And when you think about that, you think about like college students, right? Like SATs and things like that. But she's like, yeah, no, because those same people that have test anxiety for the SATs can't pass the realtor exam, can't pass the CPA exam. Like there's adults having those same test anxieties. So what she's doing is approaching schools that have to certify their students. We went in reverse order of their test scores, right? So the schools that have the lowest test scores, and she reached out to the schools with a six-figure offer. And said, I can come in and help your students, help raise your test scores. She could have done that same thing and gone to each student individually for $1,000. But we just kind of flipped the funnel and said, what if we went after the schools? And the schools, now that's a, you know, she had one school, was $250,000 contract for her, right? So you can do the same thing you're doing. I just want you to think a little bit differently. Like that group I said I was at earlier, I just want them all to think a little differently on how, what their target is on LinkedIn, right? It's easy to say, well, my target, I can find a CPA, it's $1,000. Well, what, who has 50 CPAs that need it? You know, she's going after things like, you know, I mean, think about all of the tests that adults have to take. I mean, there's hairstylists, there's insurance sales, there's financial sales, there's so many, right? So many industries. And if she went after all of them individually, she would exhaust herself. Instead, she's going after the school. So that's kind of, does that answer your question? Like there's, even if you have low ticket things, I want you to find a way to sell it in a bigger way, if you can.
It's like, do you want to sell a single pen or do you want to sell 1,000 of the pens? Like what you just said before, it's really just bringing it full circle.
Yeah. And you know, one of the things I talk to coaches about is, and by the way, the biggest roadblock between the women that I work with and their $50,000 contracts is them, 100%. And it's me. It's happened to me. It still happens to me. There's an identity and mindset work that have to be done at every level, right? But, you know, if you've got, like a lot of times women will come to me and they'll say, I've got this 3-month package and it's $1,500 or it's $3,000 or let's call it $3,000, okay? Because I'm like, I don't even want to hear $1,500 for a 3-month package because how many of those, it takes a lot of money, it takes a lot of clients then. You're going to be doing a lot of work. So let's just say it's $3,000. So then I'll be like, well, you know, we live in a world where women or people want fast results. And I get if you're a weight loss coach, you can't say, well, let's get together on Saturday and you're going to lose 50 pounds by Sunday. I get that with coaching, there's time that needs to happen, right, to get there. But there's often something that you can do to jumpstart it. And we will pay for that. Most people will pay for that. So if you've got a 3-month package, what if you throw a VI, like a jumpstart VIP option on the front end of it? And you say, all right, for $5,000, we're going to do the same 3 months, but we're going to take care of in one day, the whole first 6 weeks. And then we're going to jump in month one where, you know, like where we would have normally been like halfway through our engagement. People will pay more money for that, right? And again, we're not looking to get 1,000 of these people. If I said to you, you can get one $5,000 client every week, that's a freaking night. It's $250,000 a year business, right? You can do this. But it's shifting your focus and doing the mindset work and the overcoming the imposter syndrome work.
Absolutely. And when I'm going out there on LinkedIn and I'm like, okay, I have a $5,000 package or I have a $1,000 package. Let's just say I have $1,000. It's a course. And I want to sell 10 of them or I want to sell 50 of them. What's the best way to identify some of these opportunities with some, you know, how can I find these golden opportunities?
Yeah, I mean, for a $1,000 course, I would really be looking for JVs. I'd be looking for JV partners to see whose audiences can you get in front of? How can you get, I mean, to be honest, that's the biggest bang for your buck on LinkedIn. You can be looking for them individually, but it really depends. But then you're like all these other people out there that are messaging and saying, I can help you. I can help you. I don't know you. Maybe you can help me, but you haven't won my trust over yet, right? With JVs, you know, I joke sometimes that like, I feel like every time I get in an Uber, the driver's looking to open a business, right? So I'm always having these conversations with Uber drivers about business. But they don't know me. Like they don't know me. Nobody's giving me any money. No Uber driver's giving me any money because they don't know who I am, right? But the people listening to your show, I'm hoping have a little bit more confidence in my ability because you brought me on and I get to borrow your credibility. So JV partners allow you to borrow the credibility of the partner that brings you in. And I think that that's a beautiful way to build, to fill your lower ticket programs is with those JV partnerships. And we've seen this. This is what all of the big players in the online marketing world do. They fill their $2,000 programs with JV partners, right? They fill their $1,000 programs with JV partners. And we can scramble and try to do it ourselves, but it's too much. You're going to burn out. You know, I have a little bit of a, I mean, here's a Jersey in me is going to come out here a little bit, but I have a little bit of an issue with all of these people that are like selling people to have a six-figure business. You are going to, I want you to have six-figure profit. Do you know what I mean? Because a six-figure business, you could work at McDonald's and have more money in your bank account, you know, and more coaches need to be saying this. We need to be thinking bigger, not because we need to be multimillionaires, but because we need to eat, you know, and a six-figure business, by the time you pay your coach and your, you know, your email service provider and all of the $10 a month things entrepreneurs pay for, right? It's not enough money. So I think that everyone listening should be doing, doing the math right now and saying, what do I need to charge and how many do I need to sell to get to the minimum of $250,000 a year business, top line $250,000. I'm not a business line coach. I'm not gonna talk about the bottom line here, but top line $250,000. What are the price points I need to do? And every person listening can be doing this right now. It's not like, well, I'm new, I can't do that yet. You can. I mean, unless you just graduated college, which might be a little harder because you don't have any real expertise yet. But if you've been in business for even a couple of years, you've got the expertise to be able to help people. It's just a matter about how you package it and how you think about it. There's not a lot of men out there saying they want a six-figure business. They want a six-figure paycheck. We need to be looking for six-figure paychecks, not six-figure businesses.
Amazing. Yeah, absolutely. You're totally right. It's like six figures is just absolutely not enough in so many ways. Right. I mean, especially after taxes.
Right. Exactly. That's exactly right. Yeah. I mean, listen, I have had fantasies about paychecks. I mean, I remember paychecks. Yeah. Every Friday you wake up and there's money in the bag. Remember
yeah.
that?
Oh, yeah. You know? Consistent, right?
Right. Oh, yeah. So I'm not like, I get it. But you can do that if you think big enough for yourself.
Yeah. And quick question for anyone who doesn't know what a JV partner is, how would you mm-hmm. explain that? And what are, like, again, what are the best ways to go and find those JV partners? And then once you have a JV partner, what is the best way to utilize that relationship authentically?
Such a good question. Well, JV partner is a joint venture partner. And what that means is, let's say, like, one of the things that I do is, like, I'm working with somebody right now that's a joint venture partner. And we're putting a webinar together for his audience. And he's going to market it to his audience. His audience does not know me. I'm not selling anything on the webinar. I'm just offering book a call if you want to know more or, you know, take my quiz. There's a couple different things I can offer at the end. And then there's two ways that you can do this. You can either just do it because you're just sharing good content with people, or you can give them a piece of a commission for anybody that buys your program that bought it through that workshop or that webinar. So that's more of an affiliate partnership, but they kind of go hand in hand. I think we should all be looking for affiliate opportunities. What are, you know, anything, if you go to KarenYankovich.com/tools, there's a page on my website and almost all of them, not all of them, but almost all of them are affiliate links. These are the tools that I use. And if I get $100 here, $200 there, I'll take it, right? It's, we need to be thinking like the CEOs of our business. And as a CEO, you need to be looking for profit, right? So when you're looking for these joint venture partners, sometimes it's, you're just going to trade off. Other times they truly, you know, you're going to give them a commission, whatever that percentage is of sales that for anybody that they bring to your world that you wouldn't have had them otherwise. So you're happy to do that, right? So, looking for, and sometimes they're smaller is good. You know, they don't have to be huge. Sometimes smaller is good. I remember there was a woman that asked me, it was so funny because I was kind of like pissy and annoyed about it. But like, she asked me to do a webinar for her people and then basically threw it all back in my lap, create the webinar, create the opt-in, create all that stuff. I'm like, really? Like, I'm marketing this? Like, yeah, I thought you were doing this, right? It was like 10, maybe 12 people on it. 3 people joined my program. Do you know what I mean? Like, so it was sweet. So don't always be like, they don't have to be big. They can be small. And, you know, so partner with friends, get in front of each other's audiences. You know, I do a lot of workshops in other people's Facebook groups, for example. Maybe they have a program and they want to bring in some LinkedIn expert to their Facebook group. So they bring me in and I do a training. And typically then it's not affiliate because they're not sometimes they pay me to do that, but other times they don't. And it's, you know, if anybody hires me, they're happy that somebody hired me, right? There's a lot of different ways to do it, but I would say jump in. And if you check out my podcast, I have a few episodes about this, so you can hear that. But it is a really powerful way to grow your business. It's a great way to grow your email list. Like, for example, I mentioned earlier, I have a free quiz, linkedinquiz.com, because so many people that I talk to just go, I just don't even know where to start. There's this cookie cutter approach, and there is not a cookie cutter approach, by the way. And I know your audience is got a good left brain, right brain thing going on here too. With my quiz, because I think the energy we're broadcasting is so important to our success, that that's why we have there's a lot of mindset built into all the strategies that I teach. So in this quiz, what I did was I did a quiz like around how to get started. Are you more of a relator? Are you more analytical? Like, whatever it is. And then we've got lots and lots of tips. But then I went in deeper and I was like, all right, I want a crystal for each associated with each type. So this is actually a lapis lazuli, and this is the type that I am. So like, I actually bought this crystal so I could wear it, so that I could lean into that energy. I created a morning visualization for each type, you know, just a way to start your day for focus on each type. So it's a really fun, completely free thing. But one of the things that I can do is give it to a joint venture partner and tag it in such a way that when they share it, I know it came from them. And this is all done with tech stuff, right? So this might be a little complicated, but it's really, once you understand it, it's not hard to do. But all they had to do was share my quiz. They don't even have to bring me in. And if they share my quiz, then I get, and I know that if somebody then books a call with me and joins my program, I know it came from them. Right. So there's a lot of ways that you can create these joint venture relationships that can feel really positive and upbeat. I really believe that the work that I do is very complementary to many other coaches out there. If my clients have a business coach, I want them to introduce me to their business coach, because they're probably going a little bit like, why did you hire Karen? Like, aren't we working together? But if I know what your business coach's goals are for you, I can help you with a LinkedIn strategy to help you land those goals. And once that business coach knows that I'm there to help their client and help them look good, they start sending me more business, right? So that's another JV opportunity. But it comes from that place of confidence. Like, I keep talking about that mindset and that identity comes from that place of confidence. You have to show up like you're worthy of these conversations. And a lot of times that comes from who you surround yourself with, you know? So I think, you know, in my world, once you join one of our programs, you're in our family forever, and we all support you. And it's not that like my family are all teachers. They don't understand me. I might as well have been like born on Mars, you know, like I don't have a pension. I don't have corporate health insurance. Like, they don't get it. It's not like they don't love me or don't want my success. They don't understand it. So I need to surround myself with people that do and, you know, are lifting me up, not saying, well, you know, if you don't like the fact that you don't have health insurance, get a job, you know, like, no, it's just a part of what I do. I get to complain about it every now and then, but it's a part of being an entrepreneur, is that I don't have, you know, I don't have corporate paid for health insurance. So, you know, so it's not, I'm not saying ditch the people you're currently surrounding yourself with. I'm not saying that at all, but make sure that you're surrounding yourself with people that understand that you have big goals. Understand that a $250,000 business does not mean that you're better than everybody else. It just means you want there to be money in your pocket. Wealthy women change the world, you know? So be a wealthy woman.
Yes. Mic drop right there, for real, you guys. Like, this is what this podcast is all about, and this is what my mission is all about. So you're right. You're 100% right. We're so aligned. Our audiences are so aligned. So yeah, I love that. And so in terms of finding these JV partners, and then how do you reach out to them? I know that you can find people that you already know, but let's just say that you've gone through your contacts.
So many ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's so many ways. Like, you can go to Facebook groups of the groups that have your thing and see who's running the group. Who are the group moderators? You know, connect with them on LinkedIn. Don't just drop things in the group or haunt them. Connect with them on LinkedIn, because remember, you're coming from the strength of your profile, right? You know, if you have an audience of, you know, for example, real estate agents, when I speak at a real estate conference, I want to meet all the other speakers because all those other speakers might be good joint venture partners for me because they're not teaching LinkedIn strategy to their realtors, right? So they might be able to bring me in to their world. There's so many ways to do this in a really warm way. And you know what? It's okay to just say, to just get on LinkedIn, maybe even get on LinkedIn Sales Navigator, which is the paid version, which allows you to just dive deeper into searches and just say, you know what? I just came across your profile here on LinkedIn. I feel like the work we do is so aligned. I'd love to hear more about what you're doing. You're not going to have as high a success rate with that kind of outreach, but it's going to work to some people, you know, because, you know, there's a couple things you need to think about. First of all, some of those people might not even be on LinkedIn. So if you're using the free version, we don't even know when the last time they logged in was. So just because they, you know, you come across them doesn't mean that they're going to be on LinkedIn. But assuming that you're, you know, you do know that, you can, you know, it's okay. Again, it's people who are on LinkedIn do business. If you see, you know, jump into conversations, you know, one of the things you can do is do a little stealth, you know, scoping out of people. If you want to do a joint venture with, I'm making this up here now. As you can see, my brain is like, you can't really see the inside of my head, but my brain's going here. Like, look to see who else they interviewed and see where else they've talked, you know, and then maybe reach out to those places. So there's a lot of, you know, one of the things I teach my clients in my programs is find somebody that is very aligned with what you do. Go to iTunes, put their name in, find out all the podcasts they've been on, and apply to be on all those podcasts. Do you know what I mean? Because you know that audience is aligned with you, right? So find out what podcasts they've been on. And you don't, I wouldn't say that in every case, you know, because, but you can, you know, apply to, like, there's so much information at our fingertips. And by the way, podcasters are prolific, right? If you reach, I mean, I don't know about you, but when I wake up in the morning, I don't wake up every morning and have people tagging me saying, I just listened to episode 150 of Karen's podcast and it was great. I mean, it happens, but it doesn't happen every day. So if you're doing that to somebody's show you want to be on, but you found them because you did some research to some of your competitors, like, you have a much faster path to success than sending them in these cold applications, you know, if you want to do that. So just always be looking for the warm way to do this outreach, even for these JV partners. You know, there's summits that people are doing, right? And if you think your audience is aligned with the summit, then once, let's say you're a speaker at a summit or you're just listening to a summit, connect with all of the speakers in the summit on LinkedIn and look to get on the phone with every one of them. Right? If you think that they're on that summit because their audience might be aligned with you, and you can use that summit as your intro. I heard your talk. Loved when you said ABC. I think that our messages are aligned. I'd love to talk more. Maybe there's something we can do. So there's a lot of ways to do this in a way that is not cold outreach. You almost never have to do cold outreach on LinkedIn.
I love it because it's really about connecting all of these dots and seeing where all of these relationships are intertwined and how we're all entangled. It's so freaking cool. I mean, I think it's perfect for women, honestly.
It is.
Because we're so good at
that. It is. And it's so funny because we think it's not.
Yeah.
Right? But this is exactly what we do. Like, all I want you to do is have conversations with people. And these conversations are this is what we're good at. Right? It's that first step, though, that's the hard one. And I get that. It's that first step, that outreach, that's the hardest. And that's, you know, I get it. That's why everything I do is very as high touch as I can make it so that we can help you with it. Because I, you know, at the end of the day, I can give you all the strategy in the world. But if your energy isn't where it needs to be, all the strategy in the world isn't going to help you. You've got to feel confident enough to do that outreach and feel confident when you're getting on the phone with these people. So it's an important piece of it. It just is. I wish it wasn't, but it is.
I think something that could really help is just make it fun. Like, how do you authentically want to connect with somebody? Maybe you heard them drop some bomb ass advice about LinkedIn on a podcast. They're like, wow, Karen, like, I love what you said about this, but really make it fun and authentic without, you know, sometimes my best leads come from just 100% not even wanting anything from that person. Just being like, and if you have that giving heart and that value-based heart, just like, you know, I just want to share this compliment with you. Or I just want to like say, hey, you matter in the world. And what you share, it matters in the world. And how you're showing up matters. That means that goes a long way for people, especially when you make it very specific. So I would imagine that some of your best outreaches as well. Yes,
and it comes from places you just don't expect it to come from. You know, because here's the thing too, all of this stuff, when you start doing this, it all lives on, right? What I didn't realize when I started my podcast was that people were going to be listening to every single episode, every single month. And people are still listening to episode 10, you know, and I'm on episode 250, right? So years from now, like somebody reached out to me just recently. I did a talk in somebody's Facebook group and she just reached out to me on LinkedIn and said, I couldn't make your talk. It was a year ago that I did this talk. I couldn't make your talk live. I just watched the replay. It was great. And she booked a call. This stuff lives on. So when you just got to start doing it. And, you know, I mentioned earlier, I'm not a business coach, but I do love marketing strategies. And my marketing strategies are around how many audiences do I want to be in front of each month? You know, and then I literally have a spreadsheet and I have, I can't predict when these podcasts I get interviewed on are going to go live, but I can predict, I can say how many I want to do this month, right? And I know that grows my email list. All of this is free, by the way. I'm not paying for ads to do it. You could pay for ads, but all these things we're talking about here doesn't cost you anything. It's just a strategy. And, you know, 20 years ago, and probably even today, you pay $10,000, $20,000 a month for a publicist. And what you're buying is their Rolodex, right? Like, you don't need that anymore. We can build our own relationships with these journalists.
Yeah. Something about that too is what I've realized is you're totally right. The hardest part is starting. And it's like a snowball, right? You push a snowball and it's so hard to push it because it's so heavy. But once you start pushing it, it becomes easier and easier and easier. Yes. And then all of a sudden you find this hill that you didn't even know that was there and you just push it. You barely even have to push it. And then it starts rolling by itself. And that's really how this starts to happen because you find those JV partners and then they have clients and those clients refer and then those clients refer. And it's a snowball momentum effect that I absolutely see with LinkedIn more than any of the other social media platforms that I can, you know, it really does feel like that ultimate connection resource.
It is. But here's the thing. If you let that snowball stop, you've got to start all over again. And that's why I say about like, water your money tree, you know, don't let it dry out. Like every week, just connect with a few people every week, because if you're doing it consistently, you're not going to have to start up all over again. And it doesn't take a ton of time. It doesn't take a ton of time at all. It's just a matter of do it before you do anything else, you know, and like brushing your teeth, you've done the outreach and then you can move on to do all these other things. Because if you don't, and it's a lot harder to bring that tree back to life. It's a lot harder to get that snowball moving again than it is to keep it moving. Right. So you've got to be consistent with it. And it's not a lot of time. It's the easiest of all the platforms, but you've got to be consistent with it. Because if you're not, then you got to, like, if I look at my calendar and I don't have any calls on my calendar for a week, I'm like, oh, what was I doing last month? You know, that I didn't, that I dropped the ball. Right. Like, I know it's on me.
You're so right. It really is. Like, once you let that, and I know from personal experience, 1000% that I let my snowball stop. And it is so such a pain in the ass to push it back, because it's like, it's even harder than the first time sometimes.
It is. And you know what? But that's why you need to surround yourself with these people, so that we're like, did you do this month? Like, even hold each other accountable. Like, and like you said, make it fun. And because here's what's fun: buying shoes. And you can only do that if you've got money in the bank, right? Like, so you've got to keep it going so that you can build the life you want. And, you know, you can dial this up or dial it back as much as you want.
Yeah. And so if you were going to give my audience an actionable plan moving forward, now with everything that we already talked about, what would you say? Let's just say they already built their profile. They have it, you know, everything looks good. But what would be the actionable plan? How many times should they actually be reaching out to somebody per week? What are the action steps?
We'll use the rule of three. If you reach out to three, if you connect with three journalists and just tag them in things, reach out to three people in your existing network, connect with three new people. I think, and you do that every week, in 3 months, you're going to be calling me going, why didn't I do this sooner? How come I only found out about you?
And how long would
this
take?
It doesn't have to be a lot. Yeah. It's not a lot. It just has to be consistent.
Yeah. And like an hour a week, it sounds like.
Not even. I have one student who dove so deep into the podcast stuff. She was getting so many interviews. I said to her, for the first time in my life, I'm going to say, stop getting interviews. Like, because she didn't have a place to send them to get them on her email list. She wasn't ready to take their credit cards. I'm like, what are you selling all these people? She's like, well, I don't know yet. I'm like, that's why you got to stop. Stop doing that. Do all of them. Like, don't, like, that's why that mix is important. You know, you've got to be doing the three different categories, three in each of the categories. You will, you'd be amazed at what happens. And, you know, by the way, if you're like, well, she said three, if I do 103, it's going to be even better. No, it's not, because you're going to drop the ball. You're not going to, if you spend one day reaching into your existing network and you reached out to 100 people, you're going to drop the ball on half of them, right? Don't do that. Just, you want to make a list of 100 people to reach out to, by all means do that. But then reach out to three of them a week. Like, don't overdo it, because you will, it, there's no need. And you will, you know, if you really, if you're in a bind, reach out to 10 a week, right? Reach out to 20 a week. I'm cool with that. But there's no need to, you don't want to swamp, you don't need to swamp yourself with this, because that was what's happening with my client. She was getting swamped with these interviews that she wasn't having time to do the business building stuff. And I was like, whoa, you need to put the brakes on. You need to put the brakes on that. And you need to do the business building stuff, because it's important that we can take their credit cards or something, you know, like, we need to have a plan. That's why the very first thing I mentioned earlier is, what is that big opportunity? What is your target? You know, and for some people, maybe you have a book coming out. Maybe you don't want their credit cards. Maybe you just want the visibility, right? So everybody's target is different. But if your target is a monetary target, then you got to be ready to, you've got to be ready to have those conversations.
And so where does LinkedIn, or where does Instagram and TikTok and Facebook, because it sounds like LinkedIn is the foundation, like the foundational business, and that's where you're growing your relationships. That's where you're growing your JV partners and your connections. And then how would you recommend people to just use Instagram to beef up their LinkedIn, or how would you use it?
I mean, I would be connecting with my Instagram people on my LinkedIn profile and say, thanks for connecting with me on Instagram. Here's my LinkedIn profile. Let's connect there too. You know, I mean, I think that you can cross-pollinate and you can share content. You know, one of my students was, oh my gosh, she is the best videos. And she had this great YouTube channel. And I was like, why are you not posting these videos on LinkedIn? She's like, well, because she felt like they were too fun and they were not stuffy enough. I was like, are you kidding me? They're amazing. You know, you can put, you can shine your personality here on LinkedIn, right? So she's cross-pollinating her LinkedIn with videos she was doing on Instagram. So, you know, for a while, LinkedIn had, like, for a hot minute, LinkedIn had stories, and it didn't last. But you can take your story content and you can put it on, you know, your reels, and you could put it on Instagram, I mean, on LinkedIn. You know, you can, you know, think about LinkedIn as the place you're building your truly building your network. I've had Facebook challenges. My Facebook ad account got hacked. My Facebook account got hacked. Like, I've had some issues and I lost a ton of followers. Like, on LinkedIn, it's, you know, yes, you can get, if you are using unauthorized tools on LinkedIn to scrape LinkedIn, you very well might get your profile shut down. But what I want you to do is drive these people to your email list. In all cases, it should be driving them to your email list, right? So even people on your email list, like, when sometimes people say, who do I connect with? How do I know if it's a good lead? Here's a hot tip. If somebody connects with you on your email list, that means they're interested in what you do. Go on over to LinkedIn and say, thank you so much for agreeing to let my emails in your inbox. And you know more about me than I know about you. I want to know more about you. Let's connect here too, right? Now that's a lead. They've already asked for your stuff, right? And all you're doing is providing additional value. Now, it's not always easy to find them, because some people register with, you know, mary12@gmail.com, and you don't know who they are on LinkedIn. So, you know, I find myself asking for last names and, you know, doing things like that so that I can cross-pollinate my email list with LinkedIn. So thinking about just cross-pollinating, not just the content, but the connections.
And it sounds like you can also make LinkedIn anything that you want it, and any, like, as long as it's aligned with you. But I think a lot of people do have that misconception that LinkedIn is stuffy. So what do you think about that? Or what are some of the misconceptions that people might have, or objections?
That LinkedIn is stuffy and that LinkedIn is full of spam. And some of that is true, but it doesn't have to be. Be who you are. You know, you will attract, your vibe attracts your tribe, right? We're not on LinkedIn to sell 1,000 pens one at a time. So I don't care if 999 of those people don't like that you're not stuffy on LinkedIn. You know, if the one does, and that's the person that's going to buy 1,000 of them, I'm cool with that, right? So don't worry about who you're going to offend, and just be you and connect with the people that you're meant to connect with. And I think that you'll, you know, and how fun is that, by the way, to just be able to be yourself and not have to pretend to be somebody else. So, it is, it is the biggest, one of the biggest misconceptions is you have to be somebody that you're not, and you absolutely do not have to be. As a matter of fact, you should be going live on LinkedIn. LinkedIn has live, and it's a great way to build your audience and to get in front of people and to build know, like, and trust with your LinkedIn network. And, again, it's just shining your light and be who you are. I'm from New Jersey. I talk 100 miles an hour. I am sure there are people listening to my podcast and go, I can't listen to this. She talks too fast. But there's other been people like there was one person one time where she's like, we need your East Coast energy out here in on the West Coast. And they hired me to do some work. Right. So you are who you are. Just be who you are. Don't try to be somebody that you're not, because it's LinkedIn and you need to be somebody different.
Amazing. Yeah. That's like such a good, amazing end to the conversation. And is there anything that you would like to touch upon that maybe we didn't touch upon in this conversation?
You know, I just touched on it briefly. And as I was touching on it, I was like, I really need to address this a little bit more. And that really is all the people out there that are messaging you on LinkedIn saying, I can get you leads. The reality is 99 out of 100 times, probably 999 of 1,000 times, they're using an unauthorized tool on LinkedIn. And what they're doing is they're spinning this tool. They're sending out 100 connection requests and 100 messages. And I can't even count how many times I've gotten phone calls from people. Just the other day, I was interviewed for a podcast and the guy said to me, I don't even want to tell you how much money I spent on one of these people. They're like, my calendar was packed with leads, but every one of them sucked. They're like, you're getting unqualified leads. They're wasting your time. You're risking getting your profile shut down. It sounds fun. It sounds sexy. I'm going to wave a magic wand and your calendar is going to be packed with leads, right? I want that. Don't you want that? I'll pay for that. But what you're paying for is garbage, and you're wasting the time you're wasting on these calls of these unqualified leads. You can spend a fraction of that time on the research and if you're having five conversations, I want you to have four conversions. Do you know what I mean? And that's not going to happen. So don't fall into these traps of people that are saying, I can get you leads, because you're going to be lucky if your profile doesn't get shut down. And if it doesn't, at the best case scenario is they're filling. I have not heard one single person tell me that this was great for them. The only people that tell me how great it is are the people selling it. I've had many people come to me saying, I should listen to you, you know, or I did this and now what do I do? I had one guy, his boss used to be my client. I know the guy well. He's so personable. And he's like, I don't know. I'm getting this guy. He got 60 leads last month and we got him 60 great leads. And it's not, I don't know what to do because they're not converting. I'm like, how great could the leads have been? I know your boss. He should be converting every one of them. You're giving him crap. Stop doing it. You know, but it's a very masculine way of doing this. And no, I don't know what to do. There's nothing I can do to stop it other than say, don't fall into that trap. Just be genuine, be you, ignore it. Those are the weeds. Don't let your money tree go to crap because of the weeds. Pull the weeds, throw them out, move on.
And make those authentic connections like we've been talking about and you know, allow it to come from you.
Mm-hmm. And you can dial it up. I mean, I like to talk about it from a really... a simple place, five people a week, you know, or 3, 6, 9 people a week. You can dial it to, you can double that. You can triple that if you want. It's up to you, but you don't have to. And I'd rather you start small and grow than you torture yourself and you drown yourself in busy work. Cause then you're going to drop balls. And one of those balls you dropped is going to be one of your big opportunities that you missed.
Yeah. Right. Especially as a business owner, huh? Yeah.
We have a lot of things to do.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And speaking of a lot of things to do, what does a day in the life of Karen look like a quick day in the life?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, I'm a morning person, so I am up early and I'm an East Coast morning person. So I like my UK clients because we can chat at, you know, 7 a.m. Eastern. But you know, I'm pretty much at my desk right here where you're seeing me for a good part of the day. I'm trying to get out more now that we can. I'm always looking for speaking opportunities. So if you've got a conference or something where you need a LinkedIn and PR speaker, I'd love an introduction for that. Because I love doing that. I love having a microphone in front of my, in my hand. And, you know, I really am at this moment in my business, I'm working pretty hard to build my team. I had some crazy stuff happening in my world in the end of 2022 into 2023. And I was like, this is the universe dropping on you that you need better support, Karen. So I have great support now. I have beautiful people on my team and we are building that so that I can be more choosy about where I want to spend my time in my business. And this is one of those places. I love getting to talk to new people that I didn't know and introduce to new audiences. And I like to spend a lot of time doing this and showing up for my students.
I love it. I love it. And what are three books that you could recommend to my audience?
Oh gosh, I love books. One of my favorite books that I recommend a lot is The Miracle Equation. I can't think of the guy's name, the guy that wrote The Morning Miracle Equation. I can't think of his name now. But the reason I love it is he talks about the, you know, just what do you need to do and just do whatever you got to do to make that happen. You know what I mean? Like intentional action plus consistent action equals success, right? So that is an important thing. Another book that I really like is, and the names of their authors are jumping out of my head, but Letting Go. It's basically about just show up and do what you got to do and let the universe handle the rest.
So David Hawkins, I think?
David Hawkins, yeah. Yep. Yeah. I love that book because it is, you know, like I said to you earlier, I love strategy. I can talk about strategy all day long. And even in my own business, I need to be like, you know, this works. Just do it and let go. Move on. Stop trying to make things happen and let things happen. So I need to reread Letting Go quite a bit. third book. Oh, I have so many books. I have to like kind of look around. I just took a whole pile off of my desk.
I'm looking around at your background. It's like,
I know. I have a ton of books. I have those books back there. You know what? It's really interesting. So at the time that we're recording this, Alex Hormozi just came out with his latest book, $100 Million Leads. And I haven't finished the book yet, but basically, I feel like he just like took my course. And because it's exact, all the things we talked about here today is what he talks about in that book. And I liked $100 million offers because he talks a little bit about make an offer so juicy that people can't say no. And then he talks about this. Now, he also, again, I didn't finish the whole book yet, but I like the focus of his books. I like that he keeps us focused on what's a big, great offer and what's a great lead and then just go for that. He, by the way, at the point that I'm in the book and I haven't finished it yet, but he basically says, what I said to you, I want you to do 3, 3, and 3. He says, do 100 a day. Probably not going to do 100 a day. He says, in the first 4 hours a day, you can get 100 in. I'm like, probably not going to happen. But I do like the overall strategies that he puts out. I think that they are, it's so funny because I'm watching a lot of people talk about how he's all bro marketing. And I'm like, not so much, you know, like he really, it is a lot about who do you need to talk to. And at the end of the day, that's what I teach. Who do you need to talk to? So it's been interesting to me as I'm currently reading that book, how aligned it is with everything that I teach. And then I'm listening, which I think is a pretty feminine approach. And I'm listening to all these people talk about his approach being a very masculine approach. So I guess it's your perspective, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And where do you hang out, Karen? Where can we find you?
I'm at the nearest beach. At the nearest beach, for sure. Amazing. I am a beach bum through and through. So I have that devil angel on my shoulder. Do I want my iPad on the beach? But I'm on the beach, so of course I want my iPad on the beach, you know. But so sometimes you see me working on the beach, and other times you'll see me saying I can argue both sides of that argument brilliantly. Never bring your iPad to the beach and always bring your iPad to the beach. I can argue both sides of that brilliantly.
I love it.
You're on the beach, right?
And what social media platforms are you on when you're at the beach?
You know what? I probably am not on a lot of social media while I'm at the beach. I'll be on LinkedIn because I'm always at it. It depends. You know, it really depends. I do like, you know, it's funny. I just had a week at the beach with my kids and my family, and I did very little social media because I'm online so much for my business that I really want to be present when I'm with my friends and my family. And I know that I should, there's not really shoulds, but I know that my marketing team would probably like it if I took more pictures while I'm with, you know, in my personal life, but I just don't because I find that I want to just be more present. So, you know, or if I do take pictures, they're, you know, and they don't necessarily go on my social media. So it depends. It depends. I do like Instagram, but it's for fun more than for business for me at this point. If I post Instagram stories, which I'm going to be doing a lot more of. We're going to be doing a lot of live video in the for the last couple months of 2023, and a lot of it'll be on LinkedIn. I mean, on Instagram as well. But I like my friends that are always kind of convinced me to do stories. I'm like, look who's in, watch this story. My next door neighbor, my high school friend, my daughter, my, you know, like nobody, none of my clients are watching it. Just my friends and my family are watching them. So I haven't really figured out how to use Instagram yet for a business, but so I mostly use it for fun. All my business comes from LinkedIn. You know, I use it to grow my podcast. I do use some of those other social media platforms to grow my podcast. So to get more visibility for my podcast.
And we'll leave your podcast name, your links, everything down below, as awesome. Well as the LinkedIn. So you guys go make sure, go check out our podcast. There was like 253 episodes, right? I think I saw or something like that. Yeah. And they're really good. Like the most of them, it looks like about LinkedIn.
You know what? In the beginning, they weren't, and more lately, they are. The last few years, they are. But what's fun about it is, like I mentioned to you, that I'm going to be doing a lot of live video. Well, what I did was I literally pulled up my podcast episodes, like 1 to 250, and I created an Excel spreadsheet, you know, left brain, right brain, right? And I went, like, I dated the dates from like September 1st to November 30th, and I just started plugging in topics I already talked about on my podcast to go live about for 10 minutes. And I can reference back to the podcast, but it's also topics I've, like, you can, once you start being consistent with this stuff, it lives on. You don't have to recreate things all the time. So I'll be talking a lot about the podcast, but not really the podcast, the topics that were on the podcast, I'll be talking about again in a different format. And then if they want to learn more about it, they can listen to the whole show. Right. So.
Amazing. Well, yeah, we'll leave all those links down there below.
It'll be fun. And you're not gonna, it's gonna be hard not to, if you're connected to me on LinkedIn, it's gonna be hard not to see those videos because they're gonna be going, doing it daily for a while. So it should be
fun. Sounds like you'd be a perfect connection to go right now and go connect with on LinkedIn, right?
And tell me this is where you met me, by the way. Yes. Tell me this is where we met. And tell me what you loved about this show. I'd love to hear that. Tag Drea, like, you know, tag us, tell us, be public with all of the things you want to say about this show. Or call me out on something. I'm happy to have those conversations too. I'm from New Jersey. I can take it. Call me out on something, you know, and tell me if you disagree with something we talked about today. I'd love to have that conversation.
It just makes business so much more fun when you just, when you actually are engaged in life and in the connections and business and business owners. So seriously, you guys, like reach out to Karen, let her know where you found her, like give her some shit. She'll love it. No, or don't tell her how amazing she is as well. But Karen, something I love about you is it really is, you have such a balanced approach to business. And I really, really, really love that. Like you have this masculine energy strategy, incredibleness of LinkedIn figured out. But you also have the connection building and you also have the energetics figured out. And you also realize, obviously, how important that foundation of having the mindset and, again, energy figured out. And so I think the conversation today was so incredible. So thank you so much. And you guys go check her out.
My pleasure. It was so great to have this conversation. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Talk to you soon, Karen.
And with that, we come to the close of yet another epic journey of the Aligned Empire podcast. Thank you for tuning in to the frequency of your limitless potential. Each episode is a code to unlock your unique energetic frequencies of money, business, and your aligned empire. If you feel this episode would resonate with others, please share it forward, creating a ripple effect throughout the universe. Make sure to subscribe to continue this journey of transformation with us. Join us again next week as we continue to rise together, joining a movement that is changing the world. This is Drea Brown, your guide on this journey, signing off.